would cross, cause the tide to increase.
All right.
You see. Now, if the storm was to hit on low water, you see what I mean? You wouldn't even have no water. The water wouldn't even come nowhere near the house.
Because it comes up that far anyway for the
truth. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have no problem with water.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have such a drop in the tide here.
Mm-hmm.
My boat, I can, in the morning when the tide's up, I can see the boat beyond the dock. When tide low, you look right across the dock and see the top of the power tower. You see? You know, you have such a drop.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't think we'd have it. But all things are possible, and so many things change. I wouldn't rule it out completely, but then I don't anticipate one.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Okay, well, here we got some questions about the weather. Getting off topic here. What would you call it if it rained a whole lot in a short period of time? You know, just a short.
Well, one of the terms that we've used was raining bullfrogs, raining dogs and cats and all
yeah.
that. We've used terms like that.
Yeah.
Some terms I wouldn't use, but I wouldn't tell you what they were, but there was some, you know, everybody had their own term for that rain.
Uh-huh.
Raining buckets of water. Someone left the valve open and all that. We use all kinds of terms.
Mm-hmm. What if it's thunder and lightning? And what kind of a storm is that?
Thunderstorm.
How would you describe it if it was kind of a cloudy day and the clouds start breaking up? You might say it's
partly cloudy.
Yeah. What if it was the opposite way and it started out to be a pretty day and then the clouds came in? How would you say the weather was doing?
Well, other than saying it's changing, I couldn't think of another time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about when it rains a lot and if you have a field or a bank or something like that, cuts a place down through there and washes it out? What do you call that?
A little trench.
Okay. Dogs. Do you have any dogs?
I had one. He died. I think it was last year, and I don't. Just haven't got another one.
Yeah.
We have sorry luck. You know, I've had some real good dogs, and I had one that. He was a cousin of mine. Really, he had a way of teasing the dog. I lived up on the road there on 99 in a trailer mobile home, and I had it fenced in. He was a German Shepherd, and I was rather fond of the dog. And he would come by with a loud truck every day, and he'd just slow down and wait till he'd see the dog. And the dog would run his truck every day, up and down the fence every time he'd come. He looked like he was trying to just tear loose to get out. But then after we moved down here, well, I didn't have a fence. Well, I brought my dog down, naturally. And shoot, he could run him then, sure enough.
Mm.
Boy, he'd run him every day. He'd stop eating to run that truck. But the guy had already taught the dog to run him.
Yeah.
But he would slow down and wait till he see the dog coming in. He would speed up and make the truck make noise, and the dog would run up and down the fence every time.